Hallelujah. If you are on, kindly pass a comment. The Lord bless you so much. I'm seeing BCIL. Solomon, how are you? I'm seeing BCIL. Wow. My God. Come to Bobo, Shkara, baby, baby, baby. Welcome, everybody. I'm seeing Mike Murdoch, you're welcome. I'm seeing Salome, you're welcome. Cassandra, you're welcome. Brian, how are you? Just when I see you, Esther. Jemima, you're welcome. Jemima, sorry. You're welcome. Angie Cole, it's been a long time. Ajua, you're welcome. Justina, you're welcome. Ben, you're welcome. Beautiful things. Tracy, what's up? My God. Authentic, you are welcome. Tio, please pass a comment. My God. BCIL, you are welcome, sir. My God. Anel, you are welcome. How are you? My God. Redo bobo bo shada baba. Welcome to the month of strategic positioning. Welcome to the month of strategic position. As a child of God and as people of God, we must be strategic in whatever we do. Techi, I see you. We must be strategic in whatever thing that we do. The Christian journey is not a playground, but the Christian journey is a battleground. It comes with a lot of vigilance. Comes with a lot of watch. My God. And this morning, afternoon, evening, depending on where you are connecting from, whether you are in the United States, whether you are in China, whether you are in the UK, whether you are in Belgium. Wendy, how are you? I want you to focus. Hallelujah. It's a month of strategic positioning, and today we are going to deal with something very nice. We are going to pray some prayers. Wendy, how are you, and how is Belgium? Jackie, you are welcome. My God. BCIL, you are welcome. My God. My God. Brian, I see you. Anel, how are you? How is mommy? Is mommy around? Miki, how are you? Bro, hope you are fine. My God. Lydia, you are welcome. How is Kumasi? My God. As a Christian, you must be able to understand certain things. You must strategically position yourself. You must strategically position yourself for a breakthrough and for a blessing. Bible makes us understand that The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. So it means that we have weapons. And the Bible said we wage war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of the dark world. So you must strategically position yourself as a child of God, else there are certain things that will go unnoticed. The last time I said something here, that we don't learn the word of God, we don't learn the will of God into existence, we pray the will of God into existence. We can, no matter the studies that you study, no matter the Bible exposition that you do, no matter everything that you do as a child of God, the will of God cannot come on earth by just learning. But the Bible makes us understand that Jesus taught his disciples, says, when you pray, say, our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come. So we pray the kingdom to come. We don't study the kingdom of God to come. That is why you need to strategically know how to do. You need to strategically position yourself. You need to strategically place yourself as at a place as a believer. You need to watch the tides. You need to watch the terrain. You need to watch what is going on. You need to watch the waves. You need to watch what is happening. You need to watch the winds. You need to watch the change in the Bible says that there are people who understood times and seasons. The sons of Issachar, they understood times and seasons. And the Bible said their brothers worshiped and respected them. They honored them just by understanding time, understanding seasons. You must be able to strategically place yourself. Present, I see you. You are welcome. Pastor Sixtus, you are welcome, sir. I hope everybody is fine. Your church members, they are fine. And everybody is doing well. The Lord bless you so much. My God. Mana Mashada Kada Baba. So our program is that waiting on God and tongues talking. In the evening session at 9 p.m., we will be dealing with 100 benefits of tongue speaking and tongues talking. My God. This morning we want to wait on God. We want to wait on God. Is somebody ready? Is somebody ready? My Father. Angie, you're welcome. How is Yune and how are the finalists doing? Are you ready? Are you ready? Thank everybody for sharing. Are you ready? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my God. Jesus is God. Let me first acknowledge everybody here. I see Comfort here. BCIL, Authentic, you are here. Golden Flower, I see you. Cassie, I see you. Angie, I see you. Abna, I see you. Jemima, I see you. Justina, I see you. Esther, I see you. BCIL, I see you. Asan, I see you. Tracy, I see you. Cassie, I see you. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. This is God. Jackie, I see you. Golden Flower, I see you. Justin, I see you. Salome, I see you. Raina, I see you. The Lord bless you so much. My God. Kadababa shone mudo bubu bubu. Tati ni mizanda rabakunda rababa. Roba baba shanda rababa baba. Minokodo bubu 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 kodi yanta rababa. Mahantolo kodo buzi ni biyanta. My God and my Father. All right. We start the program in the name of the Lord, our Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you so much. So this morning, I want to talk small and Mrs. Tawa, you are welcome. Hope Nigeria is safe. I want to talk about something small, then we zoom into a time of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we zoom into a time of prayer. You must understand that we are here to wait on God, and waiting is not wasting. If you wait on God, you've not wasted your time. If you wait on God, you've not wasted your season. If you wait on God, you've not dropped certain things just like that. But waiting on God is something that brings a refreshing spirit, a renewing into the life of a believer. In Psalm 103 verse 5, the Bible says that, I'm reading from my Bible here. The Bible says that, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. How kabayabada. So that your youth is renewed as eagles. When I read the scripture here, my mind, like I was just going crazy like that. Because the Bible says something here, that the renewed strength of a young person, listen to me, the renewed strength of a young person is compared to the strength of an eagle here. It means when someone who is in his youthful age, that person who is, the person is young, the person is energetic, yet if that person's strength is renewed, if that person is in his fresh strength, the Bible compares that strength to the strength, the normal strength of an eagle. It means eagle, the energy of the eagle in its normal state is compared to that of a normal child of God. My God, my Father. That is why the energy of an eagle is worth emulating. So we are about knowing what the eagle does, what distinguishes the eagle from other birds, that God will compare believers with eagles. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31, my God, Maradabashanda. Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31, the Bible says that he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. I pray for somebody now in the name of Jesus. Makuni miyanta rabasuni miyanta. That someone who is lacking strength in everything that the person finds him or herself, I pray in the name of Jesus that there is a strength coming. Because I read my Bible that there was a letter to the church of the church in Philadelphia. The Bible said they had little strength, and the Bible said he has set a door before them that no man can shut. So when your strength is little, God grants you open doors, opportunities in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody whose strength is little. I pray for somebody whose strength is fading. I pray for somebody whose strength is fading away, that there is a strength of God that is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. There is a unique strength of my God which is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. Your strength is going to be renewed as we wait on God this morning, afternoon, and evening. As we wait on God in the name of Jesus, there is a new strength coming. 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 There is a new strength coming in the name of Jesus. The verse 30 of Isaiah 40 says that even the youth shall fade and be weary. There are times that even as young as you might be, your strength will fade away. You would be weary. You will faint and you'll be weary. There are times that the vision that God gave you, you can see for yourself that you are fading, and you are fainting gradually. That you are tired of that. You are tired of the gift that God has given you. You are tired even in the business that you are doing. You are tired in your workplace. You are tired in your academics. You are tired in your marriage. You are tired in the thing that God has entrusted to you. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As we wait on God this morning, afternoon, evening, depending on where you are from, in the name of Jesus, your strength will be renewed. Your strength will be renewed. My God. My God, my Father, my God, my Jesus. My God, my Father, my God, my Jesus. My God, my Father. Korobo sunimi yataya. Marada baba baba. You need the strength of God. The Bible said, and the young man shall utterly fall. There are times that young people fall. There are times that young people fall. There are times that you might be 25, you might be 30, you might be 40, but you are fading away. You are falling from your glory. But the Bible said in verse 31 that, but they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, my God, they that wait upon the Lord. Shall renew their strength, and not only the renewing of strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. My God, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. So, as you mount up strength as eagles, first of all, you fly, you soar before you run. Before you walk, the events are reciprocated. The events, they are turned. In normal sense, you need to walk. You run before you soar. But as you wait on God, you first start by soaring. You first start by soaring. I remember in the Bible that the psalmist said to God, "Oh, satisfy me early, that I may live all my days rejoicing." You know, the Bible, you know, when Jacob was blessing his kids in Genesis, when he reached Benjamin, he said, Benjamin, a ravenous wolf, he devoured his prey in the morning, then in the evening he divides his spoil. To devour the prey in the morning is the most hectic job. So he devours his prey. He does all the work. He does all the major things in the morning. When there is day, when there is light, until the days of evening come, he devours, he devours, he devours it. He does all the work in the morning. My God, my God, my God, my God. That is why we need to soar in our youthful days. We need to do well in our youthful days. We need to do well in our youthful days. All the blessings that God will bless us, this is the time that we need it. All the major breakthroughs that we will have, this is the time that we need it. All the anointings of God that we desire, this is the time that we need it. We don't need them in our youthful ages, where strength fails, where our eyes dim, where our tendons and our bones begin to fail. We need the strength of God now. We need the power of God now. We need the anointing of God now. We need to push God. We need to push the limits. We need to touch nations now. We need to transform people now. We need the strength of God. Minu from India, you are welcome. Minu, you are welcome. Makudi bazandara bazini miyanta. Radabakusa dababa shantili. Paradeso te mahanta. Kuniele bazini miyanta. Whatever thing that you want to achieve, whatever height you want to go, I want to tell you, child of God, that you need to do it now. You need the strength now. That is why you need to wait on God and pray certain prayers now. That is why you need to watch. That is why you need to watch and pray today. That is why you need to stay in God today. That is why you need God to come through for you today. For they that wait upon the Lord,
They are distinct. You know, there are people who distinguish themselves from the lot, who get weary, who get tired, who faint and utterly fall. And how do they distinguish themselves? They distinguish themselves by just waiting on God. Waiting is not a waste of your time. Waiting is not a waste of your time. It is a time of spiritual, it's a time of spiritual deposit into your spirit. God deposits and encode certain things to your devices. God plants certain things inside of you. As you wait on God, there is a strength of God that comes upon you. There's a power of God that comes upon you. There is a divine enablement that comes upon your life. As you wait upon God, there's a divine enablement that comes upon your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm praying for somebody in the name of Jesus. As you wait upon my God, as you wait upon my Father, as you wait upon your God, as you wait upon your Father, this morning, afternoon, evening, may the strength of God, may God distinguish you from the rest. Who faint, who utterly fall. We may stumble, we may fall, but when we wait on God, our strength is renewed, our strength comes back, our power comes back, we grow new feathers. Loro stide de ta te kozata le bobo matini mia tokosudi. You need the strength of God. You need a renewal. You need a power. O krosida bababa zini miante. My God, my God, and my Father. Te te kede. Momo zini mia. Ya you. Da zini mia. Eh. Month of strategic positioning. So if the Bible compares believers to eagles, then there is something about the eagle that we must learn from. I want us to learn about the mysteries of the eagle. The mysteries of eagle. Things about eagle that every believer should know. Hey, Makune, Marando Shkada Baba Baba. Latini Miyanta Kadibara Baba. There is glory coming. There is power coming for somebody. Karadini Miyanta Labazini Miyanto Lobobo. Makuni Mile Dedebe. Masuni Miyanta. There's a renewed strength coming right now for somebody. There is something about breaking for somebody. There is something breaking for somebody right now. Something breaking for somebody, for the people of God. There are mysteries that we should learn. There are things that we should know about the eagle. The first thing I want you to understand about the eagle before we delve into prayer and into the times of tongue talking and into the times of praying is that eagles, they fly at higher altitudes. Mostly when they fly alone. Eagles fly at higher altitudes. Mostly when they fly alone. My brother, heaven, my home. How are you from China? You're welcome. Eagles fly at higher altitudes. And when they do fly, mostly they fly alone. I pray for somebody in the name of Jesus that you are climbing higher and higher and higher. That you are climbing higher and higher and higher. You know, they did not choose to fly alone. The issue is that other birds cannot soar where eagles soar. That is why they fly alone. So there are times that by your spiritual radiation, by your my God, my Father, I'm anointed, heaven, my home. There are times that you must understand that you are flying at a higher altitude. It is not just intentional that you place some of your friends behind. It is not just intentional that you don't check up on certain people. But there are times you know that where you have gotten to in your Christian life, you are flying at a pace, and you are flying at a level that the other birds cannot fly. You know, God did not create you to be a blue bird who flies at lower pace. place. God did not create you to be any other bird, but God created you to be like an eagle, the one who soars above the wind, the one who soars at higher altitudes. So there are times in your life, it is not that you must change as a believer to become a bluebird, but the people who are bluebirds should be able to change to become an eagle. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, sir. So there are times it is not you who should change. There are times it is other birds who must change to become eagle. Because God created believers to be eagles. He did not create us to be blue birds who fly at lower altitudes. He did not create us to be chicken. He did not create us to be vultures. He did not create us to be all those birds. But he created believers. Mr. Awa says strong words there. He created us to be eagles. You are an eagle, not a bluebird. You are an eagle, not a vulture. You are an eagle, not any other bird. You are an eagle. You are an eagle. God created you to soar higher. So when you are soaring higher and other people feel that you are forsaking them, let them understand that brother, sister, God did not create us to fly at this altitude. He created us, somebody type, I am an eagle. He created us to be eagles. He created us to be eagles. Mokodobos hunimiyanta. Tateko. Paradababas hunimiye. Tate. You are an eagle. So there are times in your life, it is not that you chose to be anybody. No. It's not that you chose to leave certain people behind. It's not like there are times people complain. Oh, it's like now you are changing. Yes, change is good. It is not every change which is bad. There are times that you must know that you are flying, and the altitude that you are flying, if the person does not take his eaglet wings, and if the person does not do his eagle responsibilities, the person might not be able to fly at the same altitude that you fly. Oh, I pray for somebody to catch this revelation. Lake Ziniante Mahanta, that you fly with people. Someone commented, the person is called Clergy. I'm seeing that person even in a school. And I'm seeing that person, it is like the person is in a school like that. My God. And the person is kind of leading people. Leading people, my God. I pray for somebody in the name of Jesus. Rodobo Sunimianta. Someone commented, it's called Clergy. I'm seeing an anointing coming upon that person's life. Oh God, my God, my God, my Father. Itenemo Sunimianta Radinimizianta. Parados Koto Basinianta. Alando Kosinimia Kinimianta. Ayanta Labasinimia. I am an eagle. And I'll fly at every height that God has destined that I should be. I'm an eagle. And I'll soar every place that God has destined that I go. I'm an eagle. Oh, glory. Parade suni leketebe. Loro suni. Paradere me sini miyanta. May God pour an anointing for you that you fly at the level as you wait upon God. There's an anointing that is coming upon your life, brother, sister. Brother, sister, my friend, my mother, my cousin, my little sister, my little brother, my older sister, my everybody as you are connected. I'm seeing a strength of God that is coming upon you, that your marriage is going to soar again, that your business is going to soar again, that your Christian life is going to soar again, that your gifting is going to soar again, that the anointing is going to soar again, that you'll be able to fly at that altitude that God has destined that you fly. Oh Jesus, that you fly at that altitude that God has destined that you fly. Oh glory, that you'll be able to fly at that place that God has destined. Oh Mako Sate Ipa Iko Iletere Sunimi Anta Yanta La Baba. No matter where you are connected, Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and then they are life. No matter the country where you are connected from, no matter the region where you might be connected from. I speak life and I speak light and I speak life and I speak spirit into that place. Into that place, no matter every place that you find yourself, maybe your business is declining, your anointing, you don't feel it, your spirit, the thing that you are doing, you don't feel it. You feel like you are backsliding, you feel like you are doing certain things, you feel like you find yourself in a state of descendancy. But I see a spirit of ascension is coming upon your life as Jesus ascended into the heavens. Oh, I feel the spirit coming upon your life. Oh, I feel the glory coming upon your life as you wait on God, as you wait on your Father, as you wait on God. I see a new strength coming upon you that you will fly and you will soar. My God, my gracious Redeemer, my God, my good God, my God. There's a spirit of God coming upon you. There's a new revival. There's a new fire that is coming upon your life, coming upon your ministry, coming upon your children. Your children will fly. They will soar like never before. Liko atine, ileko satini miyanta. Your parents will soar. Ali para katini miyanta. Every altitude that God has destined for you, child of God. Eko dosita, iyanta lakini miyante, ilegro dobo suni miyanta. Imara cinema. Eagles, they prefer to soar and not to flap their wings. No. They prefer to soar. They prefer to soar. Makini miyanta. The Christian life is designed to function under set an altitude. The Christian, the Mako, oh my God, too much glory. See what God is doing to other people. See what God is doing to other people. See what God is doing to some people here. My good God, my gracious Redeemer. See what God is doing to you. See what God is bringing to you. See what God is bringing to you. The Christian life is oh God. It's a destined life. Yesterday we talked about a place of your full functionality. That when you enter your Rehoboth is your place of your full functionality. I pray for somebody in the name of Jesus that you are entering your Rehoboth. And as you enter your Rehoboth, you have come to your Rehoboth. And as you are waiting on God this morning, afternoon, evening, God is pouring an anointing upon your life that you saw. That is your full functionality. The higher altitude is the place that God has destined for you, child of God. The higher altitude is the realm that God has destined for you, child of destiny. The higher altitude is the place that God has destined for your business, for your academics, for your life, for your marriage, for your gift, for your anointing, for your gift of prophecy. My God, I see someone who's not just going to operate in the level of impression. I see someone who's not just going to operate on the level of dreams. I see someone who's not just going to operate on the level of I feel, I sense. No, but I see someone who said, "Thou sayest the Lord. The Lord told me. I heard from God. I saw in the realms of the spirit. My eyes were open. My God. I remember in Kings when the Bible said that the prophet, they told the sons of the prophet, told the prophet, let us go and cast down trees to expand the territory where we live. The Bible said as they were cutting down trees, one of them was cutting down trees, the axe head fell inside the water. I feel a man whose strength is renewed as Elijah. I feel the prophet of God. The prophet of God said, where did the axe head fell? Where did the axe head fell? And they said, it fell at this place. And he said, cut down wood, place it at that very place. And the Bible said, the axe head floated. My God, this is someone who saw. This is someone who is sure. This is someone who has moved from one place, one realm of glory, to another realm of glory. Oh, glory to Jesus. You are going to soar at your altitude. You are going to soar at your destined place. You are going to soar at the place that God has destined for you. The issue is that, you know, how this is how eagles, they operate. They watch the wings. They watch the wind and they watch the tides. And effortlessly, they climb above on top of the winds. And they saw. My God. Hey. You saw. You climb. You saw. You saw, you saw, you saw. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you.
Pami, radio say,
the Lord's help is coming up to you. God is relieving a strength to you. God is going to help you solve. He's going to help the family solve. He's going to help your friends solve. He's going, God bless you, sir. He's going to help you solve. He's going to help you to solve at a different altitude, a different dimension. Oh, good God. Makodebozui. Mahantele. Debros tidiyata. Mahantele. Zani maku. Antini miyanta. The Lord bless you. The second thing I want you to know, the issue is that eagles are patient people. They are very patient. The issue is that they can wait for days, weeks, months for the right wind. Because they don't want to waste winds. They are very patient. They don't want to waste the wind that is going to come. So they watch the wind, calculate, patient. As you are becoming patient after this encounter, the right wind will come. There are times that God will make you stay there. Watch the winds. Sense the winds. And adjust to catch the currents. There are times that God will make you stay at the place where you are. To check the winds. Check what you are doing. The problem is that there are a lot of believers that when those moments when there is no wind coming, they lose their touch with God and they don't focus and they start complaining and giving excuses and they start talking here and there and they lose it, and when the right wind comes, it passes them by. Instead of them to focus on the wind that is coming, they lose them. Eagles are patient. I pray for a spirit of God on your head that you'll be patient and you wait for the right wind. There are times that God will make you stay there and be a bachelor, and God will make you stay there that your marriage will delay, that you watch the right wind, that God will tell you this is not the right time for you to give birth. This is not the right time for you to get married. I am delaying you here at this level. So watch the wind carefully. Be patient and watch the wind. The wind is coming. As the wind comes, may you climb on top of the wind. May you catch the currents and the tides of the wind, that you may be able to fly. Because the issue is that eagles, they don't prefer to flap their wings. They flap, but they don't like it. What they want is they want to soar. Effortlessly. They want to soar. There are times that God will delay you. Child of God, that watch the winds. Watch the winds. Watch the winds. Watch the winds. You see, when nothing is happening in your life, it is an indication that God is telling you to watch the winds. Your wind is coming. Makuni mianta. when there is nothing happening in your life, when you feel like this time you are not making any move, it is the time for you to be looking up, down, front, back for the right wind. The wind is coming and you must be able to catch the wind. You must not complain. You must not complain and be talking a plenty. Your right wind is going to come. Your right wind is on its way. It's coming. It's going to meet you. God has specially designed that wind for you. So when others are soaring, clap for them. Your wind is going to come. When others are doing what they are doing, thank God for their life. We have a generation of believers who cannot celebrate other people, who cannot wish other people well. When they see other people doing well, who cannot sincerely love what other people are doing, because they think that God has just neglected them and God is just elevating. No, brother, sister, maybe that person might even be a bluebird, but you are an eagle. The wind that a bluebird will need to soar, it is not the same wind that you will need. God needs to gather those wings for you. God needs to build up. God needs to, my God, my Father, God needs to compress the wind, make it heavy, make it heavy. A turmoil, a power-packed wind, that when that wind is released, my God, my God, my God, my God, when that wind is released, what you just need to do is to locate that wind and fly on top of the wind and soar and soar and soar and soar. And so, I feel that your wind will be greater. Whenever God delays in your life, it is not just a delay. It is God about blowing your mind with a greater miracle. I read my Bible that there was a woman with the issue of blood, and there was a synagogue leader by the name of Jairus. The Bible said Jairus went to Jesus, and Jairus went to Jesus, and Jairus requested of Jesus. He went to lie prostrate under the feet of Jesus, told Jesus that, Jesus, my 12-year-old daughter is dying. Can you please go and heal me? On their way to the house of Jairus, the Bible said Jesus met a woman with the issue of blood. The woman was healed. The woman told Jesus everything. Do you know something? That Jesus intentionally neglected Jairus. Jesus intentionally neglected Jairus. Jairus stayed there. As Jairus was there, the woman was talking plenty to Jesus. The Bible said the house people from the house of Jairus came to Jairus and told Jairus, oh, forget. Don't even bother the master anymore, because your daughter is dead. Jairus needed just healing, and the daughter of Jairus died. I remember I read my Bible carefully, and Jesus told Jairus, Jairus, don't give up. Your daughter is not dead. Your daughter is asleep. Jairus was expecting a healing, but Jairus did not get healing. Jairus had resurrection. Jairus did not get healing. He had resurrection. Resurrection is mind-blowing than healing. Resurrection is mind-blowing than healing. Your wind will be greater. Your wind will not just be healing, but your wind will be resurrection. Jairus was expecting that her 12-year-old daughter will be healed, but it is not just healing. He received resurrection. Your wind is greater, somebody. Your wind is mightier. That is why God is making you wait. That is why God is making you watch other people give their testimony. And that is why God is making you watch other people being elevated. That is why God is making you watch other people being celebrated. That is why God is making you watch other people being endorsed. That is why God is watching you, making you watch other people being lifted, but you are still at that same level. I feel that your win is greater. I feel like your win is so great, gargantuan. It's so a great force that when it comes and you locate that wind, you'll be able to soar. Oh, I feel like your win is great, mightier. My God, my God, my God. Nana mahata, hey. Mokolobobo, Mahantelogodobo, Mokrobobo, Hebele, Zumbala Baba, Shada Babako, Mokodobo Sodobo, Tata Tata, Kondolobobo, Ratata, Yendo Soto, Makunimia. Your wind is greater. Your wind is greater. Mahantelebe. Hey, ha ha ha, the wind is greater. Your promotion is bigger. My God, my Father, your elevation is greater. So God is preparing it. God is preparing it. God is preparing it. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Good God. Makuni miyanta. The wind that God is preparing for you will be a great wind. The next thing I want you to learn about the eagle is that the eagle is a very sensitive bird. A very sensitive bird. The eagle is very, very sensitive. The issue is that it is sensitive because it must not lose focus of the wings that is going to come. They are able to sense the wind coming from a very far distance. Hey. They are able to sense. As you wait on God, your sensitivity is going to be sharpened, quickened. More goals. You walk past things and God will reveal things to you. You walk past places and God will talk to you. You walk past countries and God will reveal things to you. You pick a book to learn and God will open your mind. God, you'll be sensitive, you'll be sharp, that nothing will by any means happen to you by surprise. By surprise. The last time I read my Bible that Jesus was dead. Jesus was doing miracles. Jesus was doing miracles. And as Jesus was there, Jesus was telling people, was preaching to people. He was anointing people. He was giving words of glory to people. And all of a sudden, Jesus said, no, let us stop. Let me go to the other side of the river. I was shocked. Jesus left a group of people. And Jesus left them to one madman. One madman of Gadara. Jesus left a group of people to one madman at Gadara. If it's not sensitivity, if it's not sharpness, who will leave plenty people, places where people adore you, places where people are celebrating you, to go to one madman? But I read in my Bible that after Jesus healed that madman, the Bible said that the madman brought a Decapolis. The madman brought a Decapolis. A Decapolis means 10 good cities. Decapolis means 10 good cities. So out of one man lies 10 cities. So even if Jesus had done everything that he was doing, it was just one city. So Jesus needed more. So he moved to one madman. If you are not very sharp enough, you cannot be able to sense a Decapolis in a madman. My God, my God, my God. If you are not sensitive enough, you cannot be able to spot a Decapolis in a madman. You cannot be able to spot 10 cities in a madman. Oh God, most makuni miyanta. If you are not sharp enough, you cannot be able to spot. How can you know that just one madman carries 10 cities? One madman at Gadara, one Gadite possessed with demons, with legions, one madman who has not bathed for years, who is my God? You need to be sensitive. There are times your blessing lies in the person that does not look likely, and you are missing all those things. You are missing it, and you are concentrating on people who look glamorous, people who look like it now, and you are concentrating on them, but you don't know that your blessing is in the madman. You need to be sensitive. You need to be sharp, smart. Oh glory. I pray for a new sensitivity. that as you wait on God, that as you wait on God, as you wait on God, you'll be sensitive. You'll be sensitive. You'll be sensitive to the move of God. To the move of God. Mrs. Tower says that my perception is heightened. May your perception be heightened right now. I pray for everybody present here. May your perception be heightened by the words that God is speaking to you now. That there are times that your blessing is not there in one person. I remember in my life, there is this lady that went, it is not everybody who like to associate with this lady. Because she doesn't look like it. But I didn't know what happened. I picked this lady, nurtured this lady, mentored this lady. Brothers and sisters, if there is some one person who has uniquely blessed my ministry, is that lady. In everything, in loyalty, in gift, in money, in everything. In everything. She did not look like it at all. I had no intent, because if you want to look at people who look like it, you look at them, and you can be able to, oh, this person might look like it. My God, you see, your blessings is hiding in certain people. They don't look like it. They are not in clergies. They are not in clericals. They are not in things that look like it. They are not in suit and tie. They might be ordinary people lying there. They might be ordinary people lying there. And you are looking at them, and you think that those people are your blessings. And you are looking at your uncle, and you are thinking that it is your uncle who will bless you. And you are looking at your parents, and you are thinking that it is your parents who will elevate you. You are looking at the properties that your father, your mother. No. My God, my God, my God. It is one business there which is lying there unspotted. It is one person there who is lying there unspotted. Prophet Andrews, you are welcome. Prophet Andrews, it's been a long time, man of God. My God, my God, my God. I'm speaking to somebody. There are times your blessing is lying there. How on earth will a person knows that there is 10 cities in a madman? 10 cities at Decapolis. The Bible said that the madman at Gadarenes, the madman at Gadara, brought a Decapolis to Jesus. If it is not Jesus' sensitivity, how would Jesus lead a group of people who are celebrating him, who were loving him, they were adoring him? And Jesus said, pause for now. Jesus said, pause for now. On my spiritual radar, on my spiritual senses, I sense in my spirit that there is 10 cities which is closer to me now. There is 10 cities which is closer to me now. And Jesus went to the other side. I believe the disciples who were following Jesus, like Peter and Simon, and said, we were there, we were following you. People were offering gifts on us. People were celebrating us. People were saying, are you the one who is following Jesus? And you are saying, yes, we are those people. People are celebrating, they are loving us. You've left all these people, and you have come to the other side of the river, and you are following a madman. What can we get from a madman? What tithe can we get from a madman? What glory can we get from a madman? The madman might even hurt us. The madman might even offend us. The madman might even cost us our life. But Jesus said, you people, you are not like eagles. You people, you are bola bears. You people, you are blue bears. You people, you don't have the sensitivity of an eagle. It is only the sensitivity of an eagle that will make you know that within this madman is 10 good cities. Within this madman is 10 good cities. Within this madman, it's not just one. It is not just one that I abandoned. There are other 9 glorious cities that is in the madman. There are times the people that you think will hurt you, the people that you think that these people, they don't like you, this man don't like me, this lady don't like me, those are the people that your blessings, they are in them. You need to be sharp. That time, someone always, oh, this guy doesn't like me. The way he celebrates other people, I'm not sure he likes me that much. I'm not sure. The way he talks about other people, The way he used other people's name as an example, he doesn't use my name like that. And I'm not sure he likes me. But for all you know, he is your blessing. She is your blessing. My God. Is somebody catching the flow? Tell the Lord to help you. Obo. Tarabababa. Tell the Lord to help you. Tell God to help you. Tell God to help you. Tell God to help you. Yeah. Go do bo bo bo. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. To be sensitive. 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 To your spirit. To your spirit. Kada kosata. Namahante. Kolobobo. I need to be sensitive. My spiritual senses needs to be sharpened. God, my Father. Rogodobobo. Harababa. Mondorogodobo sunimi. Yandaraba sunimi yanko. Harababa sunde take it. Paradaba sunimi yante. Katelebo sunimi yanta. Ilandaraba sendoko. Parade mahontalada. My God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my Father, my Jesus, my spiritual senses, they are being sharpened right now, like that of an eagle. Oh God, oh good God, oh good Savior, oh my Savior, oh my God. I see a new spirit coming upon someone. I see the spirit of Elohim coming upon one man here, that your spirit will be so sensitive, so sharp, so anointed to be able to locate your blessings.
Come on now. The Lord bless you. Kada ba 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 ba.
The next thing I want to talk to you about is that eagles, they enjoy storms. Eagles enjoy storms. Eagles enjoy storms. You see, other birds run away from storms. Other birds see storms as something which is going to kill them. But to the eagle, it is their glory. It is their elevation. You know, in the face of adversity, some go for crutches. Others, they develop wings. In the face of adversities, some go for crutches. They go for crutches so that they can be able to walk. Some go for wheelchairs. But other people, they develop wings to fly. The best of a tea bag, when I pick Lipton, the best of a tea bag, when I pick Lipton, when I place Lipton in cold water, nothing will occur. Nothing will happen. When I pick Lipton and I place it in hot water, that is where all the oil, the ingredient, the fire, the glory comes. You see, your struggles is not meant to kill you. Your struggles is not meant to end your life. To other people, it is that which will end their life. But to you, it is your elevation. It's going to drain the anointing. It's going to bring the oil. My God, my Father. It is going to bring the oil of God on your life like never before. is going to make the oil of God comes upon your life. So as you are going through the struggles and other people are complaining, to you it is your glory. To you it is your elevation. To you it is that which is going to make you elevated. So when people are complaining and people are dying, may you say, people are complaining that coronavirus has come and businesses, they are going down. Child of God, may you see those struggles, may you see those pain, may you see those moments as not a moment to kill you, but it is the moment that heavens has destined, that when you become and when you pick on your eagle nature, and your eagle character, you are going to see the glory of God come in a whole new dimension. You are going to see the glory of God in a whole new dimension. You are going to see the grace of God in a whole new way. You are going to see the glory of God in a whole new terrain. My God, the winds and the storm is not meant to kill the eagle. To the eagle loves it. But to other birds, like bluebirds, No. It is going to kill them. So when people are complaining, child of God, know that this is the thing that distinguishes you from the unbeliever. Know that this is the thing that distinguishes you from the unbeliever. When unbelievers are complaining that this thing is going to kill them, tell yourself, even if it kills you, you know that it is for your good. Even if it kills you, tell yourself it is for your good. Tell yourself every trouble that you are in, you think that your parents are struggling right now. Why did this person leave your life? Why did this person die? Why did your brother die? Why did this thing happen? Why did mommy leave you? Why did your father leave you? Why is it that the business are not going on like it is? And other people are complaining. And why is it that academics is not going on well? You study and study and study and study and study and study. But as you study, things are going bad and bad and worse and worse and worse. I'm here to tell you that you are an eagle, and to an eagle, every storm that the eagle goes through, it is not meant to destroy the eagle, but every storm that the eagle goes through, it is meant to elevate the eagle, because to the eagle, the storm is a promotion. To the eagle, the storm is a promotion. To the eagle, the storm is an elevation. To the eagle, the storm is an elevation. My God, my Father, I'm praying for somebody right now who think that the trouble that you are currently going through, the troubles and the struggle that you find yourself right now, that you are going through, as you are thinking, this is meant to kill me, this is meant to end my life, this is meant to end the life of my kids, this is meant to end the life of my husband, this is meant to end the life of my future, this is meant to end the life of my business. My God, I am here to tell you, even if you are sacked from that business, that is where you are going to establish your own business. I am telling you, Pati Kalaba Sinimia, your son, your daughter, who is going mad, who is going crazy, who has fallen for the devil and is doing everything, and you think that, oh, this shame, you cannot be able to deal with it. That same son, that same daughter of yours will be the very son, the daughter who picked the Bible, who picked the mic and preach, who sing hallelujah, 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 and the glory of God will come down. My God, my Father, the same Father who neglected you, and you think that, oh, I have no father, may you lift up your eyes unto the heavens. That is where your help comes from. And as you are lifting up your eyes unto the hills, I'm seeing someone who is up there, who is your heavenly Father. I'm seeing someone writing books and entitling the books, the Father of the fatherless. You see the Father nature of God in a whole new dimension. You see the Father nature of God in a whole new way. I'm seeing someone who is studying and studying and studying and studying and studying. And as you study and study and study, things go worse and worse and worse and worse. I'm seeing someone who is graduating with a third class. I'm seeing someone who is graduating with a pass, and you are very sorrowful, and you are telling yourself, oh, how can this happen? Oh, how can this storm happen to me? I am a child of God. God, I am praying. Why is it that this thing is happening to you? No, child of God. You are interpreting the thing wrong. I am telling you, child of God, the thing it is a wrong interpretation. I am here to tell you the right interpretation is that a day and an hour is coming where you stand at your company and you stand at your companies and you are looking at all those people who are having the distinctions and the first class working for you, calling you boss, madam, calling you sir, and oh God, you thank God and say, oh God, I wasn't like this. I wasn't the one that people can vouch for. I wasn't the one that that was getting the A's. I was just getting D-E-E-D-E-E and all that. But look at me now, how God has elevated you. You will see the hand of God. You will see the hand of God in a whole new terrain. That is where you write the books. That is where you write the books to bless the nation. My God. I am seeing someone, or the father, that I'm seeing someone that was neglected, that the mother and the father is dead, and you are looking at yourself, oh, how will I survive? Oh, God is making you go through the storms, and as you go through the storms and the struggles, it will be an indication unto your life. I'm seeing you, the same person, building the orphanage for the kids. I have seen the same person putting shelter on the and putting roof on the heads of people. The storm is not meant to kill you. The storm is not meant to kill you. I'm seeing someone, you calculate your age, you are the age of 35, you are going to 40, you are at 40, and you are looking at your life. Father, I have served you faithfully, I have worshipped you, I have thanked you, I have loved you from all my heart. I am not married. Look at this person, he lived a promiscuous life, and this person is married, living happily, and God, look at me, I've not even, when can I give birth, when can I give birth, that my son will grow. I'm seeing that same person. That storm is not meant to kill you. I am prophesying right now. I am telling you, someone says I am 35. I am telling you, Mrs. Tawa, because the Lord has opened my eyes. And as the Lord opened my eyes, I am seeing you saying the same thing that you are saying. Because as I enter a place, I have entered an office, even in Nigeria, I've entered an office, and oh God, my God, my God, my God. And I look at the top, the office is a story building. When you enter the office, the first person you see a table there. When you check at the right hand, that is where you are, my God, my God. And the Lord will even pick my spirit even into your house. As I am entering your house, my God, my God, I'm seeing this untarred road. I'm seeing this untarred road. The road has not been untarred. And I'm seeing the Spirit of God carrying my spirit. My God, my God, my God. And you are telling yourself, God, I have served you faithfully. I am at the age of 35. When is this marriage going to come? But I see God who gives triplets. My God. Who gives triplets. My God. Who gives triplets. My God. Oh, God. My God. My God is not limited by time. My God is not limited by place. My God is not limited by destination. In the name of Jesus, the storm is not meant to kill you, child of God. The storm is not meant to bring you down, child of God. The storm is not meant to kill you, my God. Oh, Sunimi Atarababa. Yaomoa, say Yaomoa. I'm a bummer, Adi is me. Yaomoa, say Yaomoa. Oh, glory, my God, my God. My God. Waiting is not wasted. My God. Fresh fire, fresh wind, fresh glory, fresh power coming upon your life like never before. Oh, glory, spiritual sensitivity. My God. See, the wind is not meant to kill you. It's meant to bring the best from you.
My God, the Lord bless you. 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 My God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The next thing I want you to know about the eagle is that the eagle have strong vision. The vision of the eagle is very strong. The eyesight of an eagle is estimated to be about 4 to 8 times stronger than the average human being. The eagle can descend and attack its prey from about 2 miles away. The muzzle in the eye is very strong. It's always maintain a very continuous curvature to give it a very sharp focus. So the when an eagle is about attacking, it doesn't miss. It attacks straight. The eyes, they are sharp. I pray that you have an eagle eye. Your vision will be sharp. May you see far. You know, God is permitted to performing to the extent of your vision. God is permitted to performing to the extent of your vision. So, to the extent to which you can see, that is how you give God the permission for Him to work in your life. I have said this, and I'm saying it now. I read my Bible that when Jairus went to the house, went to call Jesus, he said Jesus should go to his house to lay hands on his sick daughter. The woman who met Jesus on the road was also expecting healing. The vision of that woman was that, for me, when I touch the hem of his cloak, I'll be healed. I read in Matthew that there was a man who is a centurion. When he met Jesus, he told Jesus, for me, don't even come under my roof. Just speak the word. Just speak the word. So the vision of people changes. And Jesus did not correct these three. He told them he did according to as they saw it. Jesus said, if you want me to speak, I will speak. Then he spoke and there was healing. The woman who said, let me touch the hem, she did not expect anything, just a touch, there was healing. The one who said Jesus should walk past all the people to go to the house, the kid died. It took the grace of God. You must have a very strong vision. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11, the Bible says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? What seest thou? Jeremiah said, and I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. What he saw was that which God said, I will hasten to my word and perform it. I pray for a vision for you, that you would see and see and see and see. In the name of Jesus, that nothing will stop you from seeing afar. That you'll be able to see. You'll be able to sense and see. Not just sense, but you'll be able to see from afar. In the name of Jesus, that you'll be able to see from afar. 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 Let me end the last one. Let me add the last one. Then let's delve into the brain. My God. The last one I want to talk to you about. Mrs. Tower says, my eyes are open. The eagles find a place of renewal. As the eagle sees that it's growing old, they go through a very painful process of transformation. That is what we are doing here. We are praying, we are fasting. He goes through a moment, a painful moment of transformation. He goes into his cave. He knocks its beak on a rock. He knocks its beak. Cow. Then breaks the beak. Then he takes off every feather. He takes off every feather. Then he stays there, waiting on God. And a fresh wind will come. Once a new one grows, and it gets back to its plentiness as the very one that was there before. That same wind will live for 30 good years. That same wind for 30 years. So there are times that God wants you to pause and fast and pray. You have been so much exposed and people have talked about you. You've written plenty. Child of God, you are doing well. Can I subscribe to you that it is now time for you to close your door. Close your status. Go to your room. Ask God to bring fresh fire. You have done a lot for the people of God. You have ministered. You have done well. But I'm telling you, this is the time of renewal. Shut the door and go back to God. And say that, God, fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. I remember I told God, God, I am done serving at this particular place. I have seen you. You've used me to this height. God, it is now time for a new challenge. I am placing myself there as if I know nothing. I don't know anything. When I go to God, I go to God as a foolish boy, as a foolish man. I go to him. And I said, God, I have come to you. May you plant on my hands fresh winds. Fresh winds that I will grow. My God. I need fresh winds, fresh fire, fresh anointing. The Bible said, but thou hast exalted my horn as the horn of the unicorn, and thou shalt anoint my head with fresh oil. Another version says, green oil. There's an oil that is fresh. There's an oil that is green. Oh God, when it touches on your head, it only touches on those who wait on God. It only comes upon the heads of people who go to God and ask of fresh strength and fresh challenges, needs fresh oil. Oh God. Makolobo Santa, wait on your God. Lock yourself in the room. My God, my God, my God. Matondelebo Sandaraba. Lock yourself at the park, man of God, woman of God. Get some place and ask God to release fresh grace. And it might be painful.
Trust me, it might be painful. As you are fasting, you struggle with your belly. Some of you might be having ulceric cells and ulceric sores in your belly. But as you are fasting, you could feel like, you are struggling. But as you go through those processes, you come back and people say, what changed? What happened? We knew you as someone, we knew you as a good person. Trust me, but now you are excellent. We knew you as someone who was at this level. Oh, but now the glory is different. My God, Martini Mianta, you need a moment of repackaging, a moment of crashing, a moment of waiting, a moment to come out with a fresh oil, fresh fire. Even business, it is a business strategy. That is why we are in the month of strategic positioning. It is a business strategy that a time comes in the life of the business that it must change its package. Because too much availability loses price. Too much availability loses price. Everything that is so common starts declining in price. When iPhone came, an iPhone 1 or iPhone 5 or iPhone, those small iPhone came. When it came, it was expensive. Now it is common. 11 has come. So now it has lost its price. People place respect and honor to things that are not common. And to be uncommon, you must do the uncommon. And the uncommon is to wait on God. Let me pray for somebody. You need a fresh anointing. Is somebody willing to pray? Is somebody willing to ask God for fresh oil? My God. Is somebody willing? And tell God that, oh God, I have been exposed enough. I have been on the front line. And when you stay at the front line for a very long time, you experience a lot of accidents. And you experience a lot of things. You need a fresh oil. You need a fresh oil. You are telling your God, your Father, that, oh God, anoint my head with fresh oil. Oh God, anoint my head with fresh oil. In the name of our Lord Jesus, as we lift up our voice and we pray, this is a time of waiting. If you can speak in tongues, I'll be very glad that you speak, my God. Rababasote, katatiminianta. And as you are talking, you are telling God that, oh God, anoint my head with fresh oil. Anoint my head with fresh oil. Like never before, let the oil of God come upon my life. My God, my God, my God. My God, my Father, my Jesus. Let the oil of God come upon my life. Robobo sunimiyanta. Denemo sunimiyako robobo. Shandaraba sunimiyante. Let the oil of God come. Let the oil of God come. Let the oil of God come. Fresh oil, God. May I wait upon you. I wait upon you. I wait upon you. I wait upon you. Makuni miyante. Batini miyante lebobo. Nana mazini miyoko lebobo. Rababa shandala baba. Lord, we need a fresh oil. 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 My God. My God. My God. My God. My God.
Tatata Mantolobo Fundele Ipalaba Papaya Pasata Ipala Palababa Palaka Papa La Parababa Ipala Palapapa Ipala Papaya Ikolobo Sundele. My God, let there be a fresh oil, let there be a pour of a fresh oil as I wait upon you, as we wait upon you in this 3 days fast and prayer, in these 3 days waiting upon you and tongue talking, God, as we come to you, as we come to you. Ya baba soto lobobo mampa ya baba lemolo kolobobo. Hey God, hey good God, let there be a fresh oil, let there be a fresh grace, let there be a fresh anointing, let there be a fresh grace, let there be a fresh oil, let there be a fresh oil, let there be a fresh oil. Ima kolobo sonda ya ba rapa papa rapa Papaya, Rabba Baba Kodaba, Rabba Baba, Rabba Baba, Rabba Baba, Yakala Bazunimi Yantaya. My God, my God, my God, my God, let there be a release of fresh oil, fresh power, fresh anointing, fresh release, fresh release. Yokorobobo, Nana Atua. I see the Lord send an angel of God to you. Nana Ajoa, your name is not, you have felt your name, your Nana, your Ajoa is Ajo, but I'm praying for you right now, because I see in the realms of the spirit the Lord has sent an angel of God, and the angel of God is comforting you, and I'm seeing the angel of God touching you, I'm seeing the angel of God wiping off tears from your eyes, and I'm seeing that people have accused you wrongly, and people have sacked you even from their life's church, and people have even maligned you, and people did not treat you well, but I see God wiping off your tears. My God, my God, my God, my God, and my God, my God, my God, because I'm seeing you in pain, and as I'm seeing you, you are saying, oh, how did I get here? I made certain decisions in my life, and these decisions have brought me here, and oh my God, my God, my God, and you are telling God, and you are asking God, God, what I'm going through, is this punishment or not? But no, I am telling you, it is a storm, and the storm is meant to bring you life. The storm is meant to elevate you. 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 What happened to Kojo will not happen to you in the name of Jesus. What happened to Kojo will not happen to you, my God. Rabba Kodobo Sunimiya. Baba suni mi anta, labatini mi kolosini mi ya, makolobo zini mi anta ya. Rababa sarama, lift up your voice, everybody, wherever you are, and you are crying unto God. You are telling God, oh God, let the oil of God happen on my life. Oh God, let the oil of God come to me. Oh God, let the oil of God come to me, because even the Lord will open my eyes and even open my mouth. He says that he is dead. Who is that person? My God, my God, my God, because I'm seeing something went on, some curses be went on, and it has kicked one man from the scene. But the Lord is telling me to tell you, whatever the enemy has orchestrated even on your life, in the name of Jesus, the father of your child, oh, okay, the Lord is telling me to tell you, what happened to him will not happen to you too, in the name of Jesus. And my God, my God, my God, and you will not lose your life, and you will not lose your cool, and you will not lose your life, and nothing would be by any means come close to you, because I'm seeing the Lord open my eye, I'm seeing the Lord releasing an angel of God unto you, and the angel of God is wiping off your tears, wiping off your tears, wiping off your tears. This is what actually happened. Maybe you are not aware of this, but I'm telling you, the death of that man is not natural. He died a very mysterious death, because I'm seeing one guy in a car, my God, my God, my God, I'm seeing one guy in a car like that, my God. He paradada baba manajua says yes, my God, because I'm seeing, and oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, Mali, oh Sinimiya, everybody, wherever you are, lift up your voice and pray, lift up your voice and pray, and tell God that, oh God, anoint me with fresh fire, anoint me with fresh oil, anoint me with fresh glory, anoint me like never before, 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 anoint my Kobo Sudibia, oh Salababa, he says, says, I need help. My God, I'm telling you, the help of God has come right now. The help of God has come right now. You need three things right now. You are praying, you are telling God, God, I need money. I need urgent money. People have promised you. People promise you that they will, because I saw in the realms of the spirit, someone like you are traveling and you are even moving to Accra somewhere for some business, something, and it did not happen. My God. I'm telling you, the Lord is telling me, the money that you have prayed for is being released. It's been released. It's been released. Thank God that you joined this podcast today. Thank God that you joined, because I'm seeing a whole lot of release, release, release on your life. Wherever you are, somebody lift up your voice and make a prayer. Tell God that, oh God, as I lift up my voice and I pray in the name of Jesus, anoint my head with fresh oil. 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 In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will tell me that which you did not get, you will give to your kid. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice wherever you are and cry to God and tell your God that, oh God, I have come. I have come. Anoint me. Oh God, I am here. Anoint me. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I need your anointing on my life. I need your grace on my life. I need your spirit on my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the issue is that eagles do not rejoice in past glories. Eagles do not rejoice in past glories. They are always seeking for new adventures. That is why they are always going through the process. The issue is that some of you have prophesied. It's not like you don't prophesy. You have prophesied before. You have prayed certain prayers before. You fasted certain fastings before. You have hit a realm before. You have made some business deals before. You've gotten some monies before. You have done all these things. And all your life, what you are doing is that then times, those times, gone are the days. No. This will not be your story. We need a fresh glory. What are you doing now? You need a grace of God. You need the grace of God. You need the anointing of God. Let yesterday's anointing, let yesterday's glory be glory. Let yesterday's oil be there. We need a fresh grace. Fresh oil. Fresh grace. That did it. That tackles it. No, go do. Fresh grace. Fresh oil. Edo bobo. Ya ba 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 ba. Mon kolo bobo. Aya. Lobo bobo. Kolo bobobos. Ego do bobo. Nambala gada baba. Mon kolo bobo. Ego do bobo. La ba 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 ba. Robobo so do bobo. Ya gada da gada. Zundele bebe. Ego do bobo. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Iyagada Baba. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you.
Ukaye famu. Maye nya eya. Eni tenina. Unya mitufo.
Oh, for Margaret, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will do for you.
No, boy, yeah,
because I'm seeing a call come through. And this call is an outside number. And I'm seeing that the call that is coming through is coming from a father figure. Because you have waited for this for long. And it's coming now.
Ani danina. Oba tampa. Ukayem famu. Maye nya ye nya ye. Anani danina.
Baba Clark, God bless you. We're going to lift up another prayer point. Those of you inside, please do well not to log out. Because I just had an information that those who want to come in
the group is full. Instead of making it 1,000 members, I made it 200. So the number is up. So if you log out, you can't log in again. So please take note for me. I made a mistake. Instead of doing it 1,000 like I always do it, I did it 200 people. So if you log out, you can't come in again. So please. I know some of you are cooking, some of you are in the office, some of you it's evening, you are sleeping, some of you are at the workplace. But still, you cannot be live, but you can be listening at any place you are. So please do that for me. The Lord bless you.
Bami, yes, sir. Bami, right, yes, hey, my God. Bami, yes, sir.
Our second prayer, we are praying. We are telling God that, oh God, touch my eyes. Touch my vision. You see, when I lift up this prayer, you as a child of God, you should be able to pray this prayer according to who you are. If you are a Christian and you are into business, you can also seek for the vision as a CEO, as an engineer. Mr. Sistus, who is a pastor, will be asking God to open his spiritual eye, and not just that, but also to open his vision for his church. If you are a student, you need God to open your vision. So pray this in any way that you want it. Are you ready? Come on now. Are you ready? So we are telling God that, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we lift up our voice, may my vision be strengthened. May my vision be sharpened in the name of Jesus. Sensitivity as an eagle in the name of Jesus. He says, Son of man, what seest thou? And Jeremiah said something. He said, I see a rod of an almond tree. And the Lord told him, you have seen well. And I would watch my word and I will perform it. In the name of Jesus, we are lifting up a prayer. We are telling God, Lord, oh God, strengthen my vision like never before. Rabba baba kuda baba ba sande paragada baba sone debe rabba baba kone mo zande debe rabba baba sonde le boko no mo rabba baba sande le bo. Your vision is being strengthened right now. Palagada basini lianta ipalagada bazana maya. I remember Cleophas on the road of Emmaus and the friend. The Bible said they encountered Jesus, and as they encountered Jesus on the way, maluba stalagadini lianta, they did not recognize Jesus. Even though it was Jesus all along, the Bible said it was when they ate and their eyes was the scale on their eyes was taken off, and they were able to behold Jesus. My God, may a spiritual food be supplied in your spirit right now, and let your eyes be open. You need a vision, and you don't just need an opening eye, you just need the eye that will also see far. that will see far. We need the eye that see far. The eagle prophet, the eagle prophet, the eagle teacher, the eagle visionary, the eagle CEO, the eagle wife, the eagle mother, the eagle parent. You need the eye. You need an eye. Without another sense, without another eye, you would die just like that. We live in a crazy world. We live in a wicked world. The Bible said, out of the dark place of this world lies the inhabitation of cruelty. There is cruelty. There is the habitation of cruelty. They are in the dark place of our world. There are places in this our world that is so dark, my God. But you need the eye of God. You need the eye of God to differentiate between a lover and a destroyer. In the name of Jesus, Oh God, open down our eyes. Open down our vision. Open down our eyes. Open down our vision. Makotaya leborogodobo yandala bababa lebose lebebebe legodo ma. Antoniante, Iantala de Basunimianta, Rababasunimianta, Makonimianta. Lord, I need you to open up my eyes in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to open down my eyes, open down my understanding. Ibalagadunimizanda la Bazanda, Rabababababa, Rabababa Sodogodobo, Rabababa Shagadababa, Yandala Gadabasinimianta. As you are praying, as you are lifting up your voice, as you are lifting up your voice, I'm seeing a vision coming. I'm seeing God strengthening your vision. I'm seeing God strengthening your vision. I'm seeing God coming through for you. Iyandala bazendo, rabababababa, rababazuni miyanta, legodobo sudibia, rendo legodobobobo, rabababa, rekodobo zuni miyanta, ramba kumba, yankondibia, rendo lobo zuni miyanta, ipalagaduni miha, rempo legodobo. My God. My vision is sharpened. My vision is sharpened. As I lift up my voice. Tento, tanto sata, ipayanta lava, yampologodobo, lempalagadini miyante, yantologozuni miyanta, regodobo, regodobo, yandalabazini miyandalabazuni miya, rabababa, rabababa, rabapapa, rapapaya, yankolobozuni miyanta labadini miya, rabakodebozuni miyante, rabasonderebe, rabakorebe, Yandala Bazuni Miyante, Rebo Bobo, Rebe Bobo, Rabababazini Miyanta. My God, a sharpened vision. My God, like never before, let the grace come. Ah, my God, that my eyes will be opened like never before, that my eyes will be opened. My God, my eyes are opened. My eyes are open. My senses are sharp. In the name of Jesus, my senses are sharp. We are praying for a sense so that we'll be able to smell, that the smell of a place will give us a spiritual meaning and understanding. In the name of Jesus, even the scent of a place can be able to give you a spirit. You know, the time that God will make you smell a smell, and the smell alone should tell you that there is something which is about to happen. The time that you would hear, there will be a cloudiness. My God, there will be a cloudiness, and God is conveying an information to you. Nana Ama, I have seen the hand of God come upon your life. I am seeing God is breaking you from some sickness and something that tried to bring you down. And I'm seeing the Lord is lifting you up, and the Lord is changing your story. I'm seeing that the Lord is connecting you, and the Lord is connecting your family. I'm seeing your family is having a gross fight, and the Lord is working things out in the name of Jesus. My God, there are times that God will drop certain things that you would see, and when God drops those things, then you know God is trying to make you understand certain things. That time, even the smell should tell you something. Even the smell should tell you something. That time God will try to work on your mood to tell you something. You must be sensitive. You must be sensitive. You say, oh God, make me sensitive. Oh God, make me sharp. Make me sharp. There are times before people even die in the family, God will make you smell the smell of funeral. But because your senses were not sharp, you will not know. The Bible said God will not do anything except he tells his prophet. Who is the prophet of God? You are the prophet of God. 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 I have met people, when I bypass them in the market, I am able to know the number of days. The Lord will show me the number of days that they are left here on the earth. The last time I walked past one man, I saw that by the close of the day, the man will die. Pray. Pray. Pray, tell God that, oh God, make me sensitive. Oh God, make me sensitive. There was a time in my life that the enemy was on my family, trying to kill my mom and dad together. Trying to kill them together. Trying to kill them together. Oh God. Oh God. I said, oh God, for thou should prolong their days. Prolong their time. This is not the time. This is not the moment. We are praying. We are telling God. God, make me sensitive. Make me sharp, smart, and in the spirit sensitive. There are times that God will tell you when a calamity is about befalling you. When a calamity is about befalling you, God will tell you, leave this place. Leave this place. Because something is about happening here. Leave this building. Leave this room. Leave this person. And those things, they are indications that God is giving you. If you need a very sharp sense to be able to decode it, in the name of Jesus, Lord, make me sensitive. Lord, make me sensitive. Lord, make me sensitive. You need to be sharp in the realms of the spirit. You need to be sharp. How God talks. God whispers. The last time I said that God whispers. God whispers. The reason why God whispers is because God is very close. And when God whispers, you must be able to ascend, descend, decode, break it down, and understand. God always drop whatever will happen to you throughout the day by the feeling of the morning. That time you wake up in the morning and God will tell you whatever is going to happen throughout the day. You go through the day and something happened and you don't understand. God showed you, but you did not know. God showed you that you did not know. What made Jesus leave a city to go to the other side of the river to meet a madman? Because there was 10 cities in the madman. There was a Decapolis, 10 good cities in a madman. My God, you need to be spiritually sensitive. People have hooked up with people that they were not meant to be together. People have married people that they should not have married them because they lack the sensitivity. And as we are lifting up our voice, we are praying. There are people that they are good in life. Trust me, when they marry other people, they will be good. But when they marry you, there will be a problem. It is not because the person is not good, but it's because you and the person, you cannot be together. And God will give you every clue. You need to be sensitive in the realms of the spirit. You need to be sensitive in the realms of the spirit. You need a discerning spirit. You need to know that, oh, this must not be. As we are lifting up our voice, my God, iya telebo shana mama mama makolo bobo lebo bobo bobo bo la ba 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 zande iya bara ba 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 ikolo bobo bo impala dagawa zande rababas telegodobo la ba ba shande lebo rababa konde lebe. You are lifting up a prayer, and the prayer is that, oh God, make me spiritually sensitive like never before. Oh God, make me spiritually sensitive like never before. And the Decapolis was hidden in a madman. Who can? Oh my God, you just need to be sharp like Jesus. Oh my God, I remember a time that Philip needed to leave the crusade that he was doing to go and attend to an Ethiopian eunuch Why should Philip go and attend to an Ethiopian eunuch? Because God was about starting a revival in Africa. God was about sowing a seed in Africa. God was about sowing a seed in Africa. My God, you need to be spiritually sensitive. As you are praying, you are telling God that, oh God, I am sharp. My senses are sharp. Tata, palakababa, palakababa, rapapa, impolobo zunibiyata. You are telling God, Spirit of God, I am sharp, I am deep, I am deep, I am sharp, I am deep, I am sharp. I am telling you, in the realms of the spirit, you will learn later in our teachings, the Star Wars, in our next teachings, you'll be learning about the Star Wars. When you learn it, oh, you'll be very, very critical with the spiritual things. And strategically, people can look at your star and they will change your destiny. People can look at you and they will change what you will be. People can look at you, you know, in the realms of the spirit, in the realms of the spirit, there is no boundaries in the realms of the spirit. What an evil man can see, a good man sees. I remember a time in the Bible whereby a small lady was able to prophesy into the life of an apostle. So Paul, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. In the realms of the spirit, if you are not sharp, other people are seeing it. Other people are seeing, my God. That is why, you know, if you are able to have a vision, if you are able to be sensitive, you have advantage over your neighbor. My God, you have advantage when you are able to see. When you are able to sense, you have advantage. Just by seeing, you have advantage. I read my Bible. When there was a man by the name of Jabez, and Jabez prayed a prayer. The Bible says he prayed a prayer that, oh God, if thou will bless me indeed, thou will bless me indeed, thou will bless me indeed, and expand my territory. The Bible said he was more honorable than his brethren. What made him more honorable is because the man who was born out of pain did not succumb to pain, but was able to sense that this is our story and this is my story, but my story must be different. The moment you are able to catch in the realm of the spirit, the moment you are able to sense, you have advantage over your brethren. You have advantage over your brethren. You are praying, you are telling God, my God, my Father, as I lift up my voice and as I make a prayer, oh God, my God, oh God, my Father, I am becoming sensitive than in the name of Jesus. I'm becoming sensitive in the name of Jesus. I'm becoming sensitive in the name of Jesus. Robo robo suni mi yanta, rababa suni mi yante, rababa baba kolebe, rababa baba baba, rababa baba suni mi yanta, rababa baba baba, rababa baba, rababa baba, randele bo suni mi yante, ikolobo kuni mi yanta, lankada baba suni mi yanta. I read my Bible that I understood that a time came that Isaac wanted to run from the land of Gerar. When he wanted to run from the land of Gerar, the Bible said, and God told Isaac, do not leave the land. My problem is that God speaks. The issue is that God is a talkative. God is always talking. God is a talkative. God is always talking. God is always signaling. If you are not able to sense it, you'll be lost. The Bible makes me understand that Isaac sowed in that same land, and the Bible said in that same year, He reaped a hundredfold. He reaped a hundredfold. The Bible said, even the king of Gerar told him, go away from us because thou hast become mightier than we. Thou hast become mightier than we. Thou hast become mightier than we. The problem is that you will not be able to be mighty if you are not able to hear God, if you are not able to be sharp and discern what God says. As the moment you become mighty, you sense God. The moment you are, my God, my God, my God, my God. If you are sharp, smart in the realm of the spirit, you become mighty. You become mighty. My God. I read my Bible that a time happened that Joseph was in prison, and the Bible said two people, that is the cupbearers, and they had a dream. When they had a dream, there was a man who was sharp, who was sensitive, who was sharp, who was sensitive, and he was able to interpret the dream that he had just by being sharp. The Bible said he was shot from the prison to the parliament. He was shot from the prison to become the second most influential person on a strange land. What are you saying, brother? What are you saying, sister? What are you saying, brother? Being sensitive is crucial. We are praying, we are telling God. We are praying, we are telling God. Oh God, make me sharp. Oh God, make me smart. Oh God, make me smart. Oh God, make me sharp. Oh God, make me sharp in everything that I do. In everything that I do. God. I am hungry, my God. I am hungry. The learning is plenty. We learn. We need proofs. 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 I am hungry for God. I am hungry for God. I am hungry for God. David said, the psalmist said, as the deer so panted for the water brooks, so my soul longeth for thee. My God, my soul longs for you to be sharp in the realms of the spirit like never before. My soul longs for you. Lift up your voice wherever you are and connect. You might be in China, but connect. You might be in UK, but connect. You might be in Ghana, but connect. In every part of Africa, but connect. You are telling God, Lord, I need to be sharp. Lord, make me very sensitive. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make me sensitive. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make me sensitive. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make me sensitive. In the name of Jesus, you need the right ear. 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 I read my Bible. Then they say, when God told the prophet, told Elijah, that, oh, go to the water brooks. There was famine on the land. Go to the water brooks, and I will send a raven, and this raven will come, and this raven will feed you. And the Bible said, as the prophet was there, another word of the Lord came again, that he should move from the water brooks and go to the house of the widow. And when he went to the house of the widow, he was able to be fed again. My problem is that, what if he was sharp in the first place and he was at the water brooks, and when God spoke again, he did not hear God, and he was still at the water brooks, the raven will not come again, and he would have died of hunger. If you are not sensitive, you will be poor and you will die of hunger. If you are not sensitive, you will be poor and you die of hunger. My God, because God is always speaking. There are some of you, God told you to do something last year, and you are still doing the same thing this year. The issue is that God spoke even in the middle of the year that you have accomplished the task that he gave you, but the issue is that you are still sticking to the normal. You are still sticking to the norms. You have become familiar with the norms, and you are not praying for sensitivity, and you are still doing those things. Baki bako bake bata. As you are lifting up your voice, you are praying, you are telling God that, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, you must hear God again. You heard God last year, it does not make you sensitive enough. You need to hear God again. You heard God last year, it is not enough. You need to hear God again and again and again and again and again and again. My God, we baradoshe debebe lelebo satata. Tell God, oh Lord, I need to hear you again. Tell God, oh Lord, I need to hear you again. Tell God, oh Lord, I need to hear you again. Makubaba, yanalabasini miyanta. I need to hear you again. I need to be sharp again. I need to hear you again. Though yesterday is gone, tomorrow I am in need. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow I am in need. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow is gone. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow I am in need. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow I am in need. That is why I'm crying to you, God. Baba yagada baba rababa rababa yandala baba palakada baba palantaya 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 leto rede redo rada la baba mastala baba yantolo bobo rababa shandi lekodo bobo rababa baba rababa rababa baba rababa baba rababa baba rababa baba rababa baba rababa baba lego bobo rababa baba rababa baba rababa shone bobo. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, mando shelebebe. We need to be sharp like our God. We need to be smart like our God. We need to be sensitive like our God. Sharp like you, sensitive like you, sensitive like you, sharp like you. Talk to your God. Talk to your God as the music is going. Talk to him. Talk to him. I see God coming through for you. I see the Lord raining His glory into your life right now. I see someone that your level is changing right now. All of a sudden, I'm seeing your level changing. I'm seeing right now your level is changing. Your level is changing right now. We back up, yeah. Thank God. Your story is changing. You are becoming sharper and sharper after this program. My God, nothing will by any means prevent you. Nothing will by any means prevent you from soaring higher and higher. You are becoming sharper in your senses. Someone that is satisfied by this, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that your youth will be renewed as that of the eagle. I see your youth being renewed right now. I see your youth being renewed right now. I see your youth being renewed right now. See a renewal coming for you. I want you to claim it, believe it. It's going to happen for you. See a new people arising. And these people will rise from the storms. So heavy, so mighty. My God. Hallelujah. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, that let the new Spirit of God come upon your life. That will give you an advantage in Jesus' name. Let it give you an advantage in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are having an advantage in the name of Jesus, because you see, you hear, and your senses, they are sharper. I want you to hold on tight on God. Don't go anywhere and tell Him, God, I have come. Just as I am, I have come to you. I have come to you. Just as I am. Just as we are, Lord, Lobo Bobo, Mandekodobo, Zene,
Legada baba baba ba. Lagada baba shandi. Mangolo bobo bo. Mana mataya daba. Legolo bobo bo. Legolo bobo bobo. Mandele bo sundele bi. Legolo bobo bobo. Raba baba sundele bi. Lagada baba. Legolo bobo. Legade bebe. Rebe de bebe. Raba baba baba. Yandala bazendo. Randele bo sundele bo kondele bo zanda. Rabantaya. Yapantele godobo. Rabandele bo shandi. Raba shandele. Yabando kodobo. Rabandala kadaba. Rabando kodobo. Yantala bazini miyante. Paraduza le yadini miyante. Yakadaba baba baba. Raba 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 yandala basende. Rebendolo bo sundele. Rigodobodobo, Yantalabasana mama, Yampala Kadabason delibu, Rabando Lokodobobo, Rabason delibi, Lakadabaya Bandala Baba, Yapanda Taya, Yapanda Taya, Yapandi Telebu, Lapande Lebe, Yegodobobobo, Rebodobos Talakadabazini Miante, Yantalabazuni Miante, Yantalabazuni Miante, Yantelebo Sondelebu, Yankalabazuni Miante, Yamparagadini Miantelebe, Yampala. Carabazini Mianta, Legodo Bobo Bobo, Rebodo Godo Bobo, Regodo Bobo Bobo, Regodo Bobo Bobo, Regodo Bobo Bobo, Rebodo Bostolo Bobo, Yandalabas Talagababa, Rapapaya, Yantalababa, Yabalakadababa, Rabababa, 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 Rabababa Lagadabazini Miantalaba, Yandelebos on Delebe, Rapanda Kadabazini Miantayaba, Yantalabazuni Miyakodobo, Regodo Borogodobo, Yandarabazini. Yantala bakundala rapapapa 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 yala kadabaya yabara kadaba yandolo bo suni miyandala bazende regondolo bo rebendolo bo rebandala bazini miyanta ikolo bo stala bakuni miya yantala bazuni miya regodobo rokodobo rokodo regodobo Yabalagari Bidibia, Yandala Basini Mianta, Yangolobus on the Libby, Rebolo Kodob, Yampala Kadaba, Yantelea, 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 Ibaragadibi and the Bosuni Miantele Godubu, Rendolo Godub, Randala Basini Mianta, Rapa Papaya, Yandala Basini Miankodo, Rambalabaya, Rembolo, Rambala Bagadabasini Mianta Labaya, Rabandala Basini Mianta, Yantala Basuni Mianta, Rababa, 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 Rababa. Rababa, 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 Yakadaba Lagadaba Zinibianta, Yandalaba Salabayanta, Labantalaba Kunibianta Lagadaba, Regadega Regada, Regadega Regada, Regada Regada, Regada Regada, Regadega Regada, Rendolobos on Dolobo Yondorobos on the Rebobos Tolobo, Rebobobo, 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 Yendelebos Unibianta Labakunibianta, Rapata Lakatinibiasta, Rapa Shandi de Bushanda, Rapapa Tikadabas Talaba, Rapapaya, Rapapaya. God, as we lift up our voice, we place ourselves strategically for all. Oh God, oh God, in this month we are placing ourselves strategically. Yamakuni Mianta, Labarakadini Mianta, Patabakotabaya, Impantalabasuni Mianta, Opalakadabayante, Lepaya, 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 Lepaya. Lepaya, Lepaya, Codibidi, and the Rebos on Mokodobo, Regodobo, Rogodobo, Regodobo, Rogodobo, Regodobo, Rogodobo, Regodobo, Rogodobo, Regodobo, Rogodobo, Regadebe, Regadebe, Yantalabas, Inimian, Talabas, and Labaya, Raban Talabacunimianta, Rapapaya, 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 Yandalabas, Inimian, Talacadibi, and Talababa. Rapa, rapapapa, rapapa, 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 yakadaba, lapapa, yan edebosoni moyo podobo, legodobodobo, legodoboyo, 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 legadabadibidibi, andarabazini miyante, lebondobosundem, landarabazandarabaya, ragandarabazini miyanta, rabababa, 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 Rababa, 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 Rebodo, Rebodo,
Rebodoyo, 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 Yandelea, Yandelebo, Yandeleboyo, Yandelebo, Yakaya, Yapaya, 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 Helua Yagada Basinimian Talabadi Gibidia, Lengolobo, Yentelebelibianta, Yantelebo, Tondelebo, Lengolobo, Yendelebelebe, Yendelebo, Sandalabayan, Yankalabala Basinimianta, Rapaya, 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 Igodobo, Sodobo, Yegodobo, Legodobo, 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 Legadebea, Ragadabaya, Rabadagadabasinimianta, let your tongue talk and go, let your tongue talk and go, let your tongues talk and go forth into the heavens. Makobaya, Mapaya Paya, Rapapapaya. It is a month of strategic positioning for divine and enablement, for divine and assignment, for divine elevation, for everything you want to put there. It is a month of strategic positioning, and this is our waiting. It is our waiting moment of waiting and tongues talking. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Talk, talk in tongues. Pray, pray in tongues. Pray, pray. If you can, if you don't know how to pray in tongues, pray in your own language. It is fine. It's virtually fine. My God. If you are the office connected to your earpiece as you are hearing, as you are writing, you are blowing in tongues. If you are in your room, my God, my God, my God, connected, let your friends hear so. Let's blow in tongues together. Let's blow in tongues together. Let's speak in tongues together. Let's talk tongues. Let's talk tongues. Let's talk tongues. This is moment of tongues talking. This is moment of tongues talking. Mahanta baba, lakada baba, yadobo, rababaya, rababaya, rababa, 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 yandalaba sinimi yantalaga dinimi yante, ringo dobolo, ringe debe ringe debe ringe debe ringe debe debe, randalaba sinimi yanta, ipaya, ipalaka dinimi yanta, ipalaka dinimi yanta, ipalaka dibiri yanta, yante lebo sinimi yanta, ipaya paya kadinimi yanta, rabasunimi yankolobo sinimi yanta. Lift up your voice and make a prayer. Lift up your voice and make a prayer. We are praying. We are praying. Talk tongues. Talk tongues. Talk tongues. Talk tongues. Talk tongues. Latakatita. Itakatini katini bata. Iparadini masini miyanta la basuni miyante. Irekodo rakadini makadini ma. Yanda rabasuni miyanta. Rapa papa. Alapa rapa papa. But you beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in tongues. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in tongues. Eagle believers pray. Eagle believers pray. Eagles believers pray. Eagle believers build themselves. That is why they are able to ride. That is why they are able to soar on top of the wind and the storm. That is why they love winds and storm. While other birds run away from them. Paragata basini miyanta. Blow in tongues. Don't get tired. Blow, blow, blow. Kadabasini miyan. Ragada basini miya. Rabada kadabaya. Regodoboyo. Yantalaya. Rampaya. Rampaya, 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 igodo, igodo boyo, yada gada baya gada baya, yengolo bolo godo, lengodo bolo godo, lenge dege dege, lenge dege dege, rampaya, 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 yandeya, yandeya. Yadagada, Regadea, 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 Yandelebo, Molobos, and Delibo, Yandelebo, and Delibo, and Delibo, and Rapa, 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 Rapea, Ionobosunimian, Talabasunimianta, Rabashanda, Codibianda, Rakatinimianta. Don't get tired wherever you are. Pray in tongues, wherever you are. Lift up your voice. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, speak in your own language. Speak in your own language. Tell God something. Tell God to sharpen your senses in the name of Jesus. Tell God to give you the character of an eagle. Tell God to help you. We need the help of God. We need the help of God.
My God, this morning is a glorious morning. This morning's anointing is unique. My God, lift up your voice and talk tongues. As you are praying in tongues, things are happening. God is strategically placing you. You are also strategically placing you on the timeline of God for God to use you. You are strategically telling God that here I am, God, use me. You are strategically telling God that God, here I am for the promotion. Place me on a promotion. You are strategically telling yourself that God, here I am, make me the vessel of honor. You are strategically telling God that God, I've strategically placed myself on your top 10 people, the top 10 people that you want to do something for them this morning. For all the 200 people connected right now, I am praying for you. You are strategically placing yourself. Your business is also strategically placed. You are strategically positioned. You are strategically. God, my good God. Jesus, Ibrianda debo, Limbrobo Zunimia, Rapapaya, Ipala Gadinimianta, Ipala Darabazinimia, Rainbow Logodobo, Rembelebelebe, 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 my God, La Carabasaya, oh Calabas, some minutes more, lift up your voice, some minutes more, you are getting there, keep pushing, keep blowing. Keep speaking, keep talking, talk tongues. Pata. Ibala kadana masini miyante. Yendelebele, rendelebele, boyo. Mayantele, parante, mahante, mahantaya. Iantala basini miyanta. Bala kada basini miyanta. Ipala kada basini miya. Ipala kada ni miya. Mantolo bosunte. Ipayantala kada ni miya. Makoba suni miya. Pala kada lift up your voice, get down. Oh my God, you are getting there. Pataka bashataya, pashataba, pashataya, ipaya baba, rapapapa, repair, yadaba baba, padababa, rababa, yanarebozunimia, rapapa 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 papaya, My God, Lord bless you. Thank you for praying. Hallelujah. Thank you for praying. Ivy, how are you? Ivy and Mami Afriye, my people from Kumasi, you are supposed to be in school. So how did you get here? Matthew ran away. You're on break. Oh, okay. You're on break. Ivy, let me talk to you. Today is a program, so anything can happen, I understand. So I will not go according to, hallelujah. I'm talking to Ivy. In the realms of the spirit, the Lord has opened my eye. My God. And I'm seeing people ushering the gift to you like that. People dashing you some stuff. I'm seeing a lady or person here in my vision. Very funny. Very smart and intelligent. Has the abilities to mingle with people. Ivy, are you here? Comment and let me flow with you. Because the Lord opened my eye. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, there is an elevation that is coming to you, because I'm looking at a guy in my vision. I don't know who this guy is. If this guy is the daughter of one of your parents or something, but I'm seeing an elevation coming for him. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, that same elevation is also coming to you also. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, just as that guy is elevated, you would also be elevated. And the Lord is telling me to tell, I don't know who Faustina is, but the Lord is telling me to tell you that the time is going to come, it's going to work things out, and it's going to pour glory to you and your parents and the people, your garden, the people that, my God, that you stay with, the people that you live with. I don't know. Let me ask you this one. Who do you stay with, please? Alright. Your prayer. The Lord is telling me to tell you, He's pouring grace upon them. Because I'm seeing you are living with people. Then you and your parents' color is different too. Like, your color is different from the one, like in my vision. What I'm seeing is different from how your parents are, is different from how you are. My God. Because if I look at the vision that I'm seeing their difference, like different. So I wasn't even sure either they are your parents or not. But listen, I don't know, even if you have a senior brother or something, I don't know if you have a male figure in. They say you are unique, because you are different from them. The vision I'm seeing, and the other people cry, they resemble them than you. You there, you are like an outcast. Like the way I'm seeing the vision is like, you are different from them. I don't know if you have a male figure in your family. I don't know who this person is, but in the realms of the spirit, as I follow the vision, the Lord will tell me to tell you that same guy. I don't know, because I've seen an open door come for that person and a traveling door open for him. I don't know if he's even there already or not, but I'm looking at someone who is close to you, someone like a brother figure, that the Lord is going to pour grace and also going to pour even open a door for him. So there's going to be an open door for him in the name of Jesus. The Lord is telling me to tell you, because even as I followed the vision, the Lord is saying He's going to elevate you, lift you up. And please, the Lord is telling me to tell you, when things happen, have patience. Because I'm seeing you are very lively, you are very open, but at times you lose control over yourself. And when you lose control over yourself, you do certain things that you are not supposed to do, and it makes you regret onwards. But as the Lord will tell me to tell you, as you've encountered this podcast, the Lord is telling me to tell you, Ivy says, okay, she has confirmed, says yes. All right. Yes, sure. The Lord is telling me He's pouring that grace to work things out. Because even in the vision that I see, my God. Today is not a prophetic service at all. It's a program, so anything can happen. Allow me, please. I beg you. Let me flow. My God. Let me flow. I don't know who my God, because when I follow a vision, the Lord will show me even this one, a petrol shell that belongs to you and belongs to your family. Something like you see this market, this stores that they open it up like Malcolm. They do things like how Malcolm does their things. Okay, time is up. Bye bye. Supermarket. There's even a supermarket that belongs to you. So time is up. The Lord bless you. Please go and learn and greet everybody for me. Ayaya, inya umuwa. Where is something rich? Betty Rich. Betty Rich says yes, please. Betty Rich, I'm about talking to you. Okay, this one I am not prophesying. Tell me, how are you? This one, I'm not professor. I'm just talking to you. When you're having a prophetic service, next week, you have strictly prophetic service for 3 consecutive days. You will start prophesying. You will trust God to profess, to reveal things about our background, our career, our relationship. So this one is just, I'm just giving some little information to certain people. So this is not that, but this is, I'm giving someone who says, giving snippets, it is headlines, tips, confidence, we miss you too. This is tips. Are you ready for tips? Who was I even talking to? Betty Rich, you are rich. I'm telling you, in the realms of the spirit, the Lord is telling me to tell you, you are a rich lady. You are a rich lady. You did something for somebody. You gave a seed that cost you. I don't know who, because you have not given million before, like 100 cedis before. Then I am seeing you gave that amount of money under a prophetic service. And my God. And I saw that it opened a great opportunity for you. Someone said, Tikopuni. I saw that it opened a great door for you. Because as I follow you in the realms of the spirit, I'm seeing that as of now, you are even confused with certain things that I might not be able to go there now because there are tips. And because here is roadside. And you are waiting on the face of God that, God, I need you in this thing because I'm about making a decision that will catapult me into a different realm altogether. And there are things that you are also seeking the attention of certain people even into your life. You want certain people to look at you and see you and notice you. But it's like those things, my God, those things are delaying. Those things, they are delaying. My God, my Father. But listen, as I'm talking to you right now, the Lord is telling me to tell you, He's opening you up. He's opening you up, and very soon you'll be noticed. Let the talkers talk, let the doubters doubt. I'm telling you, very soon you'll be opened up like never before. Come on now. And don't worry about sicknesses that engrips you, that makes you sad, that makes you wake up with your, without your, my God. Because as I look, I'm looking at you in one closet. You like wearing it, far. And you, there are times you are sad. And you were in a very short something, it was in your room and on your bed. And I'm seeing one person who was asleep, and you were there, and it was opposite like that. And I'm seeing this. Oh, it's like I'm going too far. It's okay. So, And you were making certain prayers. And it was not just a prayer, you were just even crying. And you were telling God, oh God, how can this thing go, and how will I be free, and how will I come back to the times of normalcy? But listen to me, the Lord is telling me to tell you, there is nothing wrong with you, and His grace and His glory is on your life. And the Lord is telling me His glory is upon your life. Because as I look at you in the realms of the spirit, the Lord will tell me to go 23 years back. And as I enter 23 years back, I'm seeing a baby who is about conceived. Who is about being conceived in the womb. And as I'm looking at it, I'm looking at a man who is attached to this baby. But this man did not get the opportunity to 100% express the love that he had for even the kid. And there are certain complications that came with that. My God. Where is Kemi? Let me continue your prophecy. Betty, I'll prophesy to you, okay? I'll continue. This is so Adafafro. Where's Kemi? But let me continue. The last time the Lord opened my eye, and as the Lord opened my eyes, I saw a lady. As he commented, I saw a lady that has moved from Ghana to South Africa. So a lady that has moved from Ghana to South Africa. And I'm seeing that when I came even back to Kumase, Atonsu area, I'm seeing that you have connection with. I'm seeing that you have connection with someone, even in the Kumasi. Someone is calling me. My network might misbehave, so forgive me. Is it okay? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, please? Because when I went to the Atonsu area, I don't know who you are. I'm sorry, okay? Hello? Alright. Ghanaians don't know how to. I reject the call. She calls again. I reject the call. He calls again. Also, own free. I didn't have a picket. But Jesus is Lord. Yeah, same old. By hook or crook, we must beg. Any friend, anything they reject, call by. Because in the realms of the spirit, I'm giving you tips. And tips. The tip is that I'm seeing not just, you see, there is an oil for you. At that place, oil. And this oil is not in Kuto. This oil is not like oil and gas. This oil is a spiritual oil there for you. One. And also, there is a business there that belongs to you, even the Atonsu area. If you know, maybe go back to yourself. Check the people that you love. Check the people that you relate to. You'll find that one of them, even the church and the ministry you submit to, has a root and has a beginning from that place. Because I saw oil. There's a ministry from that place. That is linked to you. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, it's going to prosper you even in your business and all that. Business. You are the one. The last time I talked to, I mentioned the name of the boyfriend, right? Fine girl. No, okay. Ah, it is you. It is you. Last time I gave. Nah, it's you. Or it's someone else. Okay, so it's not your one. You couldn't say your one, so your one, almost say your one, and then a boyfriend. Air by force.
But by guess, no by your back.
I thought you mentioned anybody, you didn't specify. Okay, so that person is not your boyfriend, or? Okay, I don't remember though. I checked. My God, it's left with 10 minutes. Tonight we'll be dealing with we'll be praying strategic position. Tonight it's going to be massive. Tonight I'm just going to tell you 100 benefits of talking in tongues or speaking in tongues. Then we pray. Today should have been a strictly prophetic service. So I don't know how tonight will actually be. I know a strictly prophetic service, the least time we do is 6 hours. But tonight I'm sure it's going to be just 3 hours. Because of the program, because the next morning we are going to also meet. So, but I don't know how it's going to be actually. And we are trusting God that the atmosphere will be very conducive. Those who just came in, please take my number, contact me, and let's grow together. 0544 178. A fear miracle. I want to see your message. 0544 178 498. Because a fear miracle, I'm seeing you writing. And I'm seeing you writing. I'm seeing you on the board also writing. And I'm seeing an oil of God also poured on your life also. And I'm seeing, my God. And you're writing two things. These are three things that I'm seeing. I'm seeing you writing on the board. One, two. I'm seeing you writing like articles and those things. And books and those things. And the third thing is that I'm seeing an oil of God on your life. Oil of God on your life. 0544 178 498. 0544 178 498. So please, I'm into ministry because I'm seeing an oil of God on your life. Yeah. The issue is that I've given you tips, so you want to know more, then you come again. Linkani na no chine biwamba, enye sada. I remember there was one man who came. By God's grace, I prophesied about. I said he's going for an outdooring. Like I'm seeing him in this year going for an outdooring. Then he said, yeah, the wife is pregnant. I said yes. After the wife got the wife, how well we know? Who said abaya kituwebi? Ah, also the young kid not die of no. Like they are working. And so it means that that man should have a little daughter. And she said yes. That man, I bought everything. So he did not come again. But like when I ended up, I see him going for outdooring about the wife. And something will happen at the outdooring. You see that will come. Because I even told him, I told him a lot that day. I was in the spirit too much. I told him a lot. I told him he's a very strict man, because I told him the conversation, the thing that he was telling the wife at the bedroom, and it made the wife very scared. I told him a lot. Ashley Sam, you're welcome. I told him a lot. So I'm a bill. So you see who's an idea. When you see, you write, and we tell small. When you come again, then we continue. strategic, you see, as you are praying for strategic positioning in your life, we are also praying for strategic positioning of prophecy. But don't worry, if you come here on Friday, Friday no peace, peace. Friday evenings no peace, peace. Friday is full prophecy. Mr. Sisters, Pastor Sisters, God bless you, sir. The Lord bless you for coming, everybody. Let's continually come. Let's a lot of people are laughing. I want you to send the anointing to your businesses, to your marriage, to your home. Don't just receive this oil on just your Christian life, but send it elsewhere. The time for tonight is Mickey says it's left with me. The time for tonight is 9 p.m. as usual on Fridays is 9 p.m. and this program is a 3 days program. We are fasting, we are praying. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, may you touch my eye, may I locate someone right now who is eating, in Jesus' name. People are not commenting plenty again. Last time I told you about the lady that I called Fortuna Tishawaka. The lady was eating, watching. The lady was facing the window. We were fasting. The Lord gave me I called the lady. I said, hey, you are eating. You are eating, watching. Right now you are facing the window. The watcher is the one that is dark one, some. The lady is called Nanenu. Everybody, those here, majority of them, they know her. It's called Nanenu. It's called Nanenu. Fair lady. She was eating whilst we were fasting. I have caught her. Oh. I have told her that every platform that I stand on, I will say it. So you there, eat. Don't let God catch you. But the day I'll catch you, oh God, I'll mention your name till thy kingdom come. Some of you, this morning you are doing diary photo, adding pair and things. You don't. Confidence is, Uncle Ben, how did you know it's me? I didn't got a photo with hair morning like this. The Lord bless you for coming. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you. I pray for everybody connected to this podcast right now. In the name of Jesus, as we've prayed, I pray that every prayer here, they are going to receive results in the name of Jesus. Count them among people who be so blessed. Count them among people who be so elevated in the name of Jesus. That the glory of God that is upon their life so shine in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you so much. So tonight it's tonight the time is 9 p.m. No more. 9 p.m. GMT. So those from South Africa, Kelmi, those from China, Heaven to Earth, those from India, Minu, Wendy Belgium, please take note of the time and don't say that you were confused. The Lord bless you so much. The Lord bless you. Please pick my number. Send me a message right now. If you are here, send me a message. 0544-178-498. The Lord bless you.